Cheers.
Langeval, cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
It is cold outside.
It sure is.
Well, it's nice to see you're making up a hot drink today.
I am. So one of the most popular drinks that I teach in my classes is hot buttered rum. And people love that. But I am a sucker for clever wordplay. So when I came across a recipe for hot butternut rum, I had to make it.
Oh, is that the paste-like stuff that I see in the bowl?
Yes. So that is a spiced squash butter. And it has butternut squash puree, sugar, spices, and butter.
That really smells good from here. How do you make this?
Like any hot toddy, it starts from a base of a hot liquid, and sometimes that's hot water, but in this case, it's an Earl Grey tea. So that's going to bring some flavor to the drink, and I'm using 3 ounces of that, and then about 2 tablespoons of this squash butter, and I mix those together to get that squash butter nice and dissolved into the hot liquid. Then I top it off with 1.5 ounces of rum. We're using the freshwater barrel-aged rum from New Holland Distillery, and then 1/4 ounce of something called Velvet Falernum, which is a spice liqueur that's used in tiki drinks, has a little clove, ginger, those kinds of island spices.
Doesn't sound like a beach drink at all to me.
Not at all. We're just using the falernum for its spice notes. So I just add those in after I've got that squash butter nice and melted. I just add that in and stir it all together. And then you want to drink it while it's still hot in your favorite mug.
And it doesn't take time at all to make this.
No, the time is up front in making your squash butter, which is super fast and easy in your food processor. And we'll have the recipe for that on the Michigan Radio site. Of course, you do have to wait, 3 minutes for your tea to brew.
Well, let me see what this tastes like. Wow. I like it. I can say that I've never tasted anything quite like that before. It's not like any of the other hot toddies we've tried on the show.
No, and we haven't made hot buttered rum for a segment before. It has a long history in America. Nobody really knows who was the first person to put butter in a drink and why you would do that. But in the 1939 Gun Club drink book, author Charles Brown says it's only there to lubricate your mustache.
Well, we're both in trouble there.
That's right. I have no mustache. So I just really enjoy the richness that it adds to the drink. And these hot butter rums probably sprung up on the East Coast of the United States. And you could see that if you're facing down a nor'easter, having something really rich, warm, fortifying with that snow heading your way would be really nice.
But this is not just hot buttered rum.
That's right. It's hot butternut rum. So we've got that squash puree in there. We've talked a lot on Cheers about how I like to use seasonal ingredients. And so squash isn't an ingredient that gets incorporated into cocktails very often, but I really like what it brings to this drink.
Working that Michigan produce into a drink anytime you can, aren't you?
I will take any excuse to go to the farmer's market.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.